I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Kevin Blinkoff, editor at On the Water magazine. This week, we're going to talk about going for one of the faster fish in our waters from a human-powered boat. This is false albacore fishing from a kayak. Kevin, false albacore, or albies, are beautiful fish, and they are built for speed. So I imagine the first trick of going for albies from a kayak is putting yourself in the right spot.
That's right. It helps to do a little homework. It helps to have friends out there in boats that can tell you where the fish are. You're limited in a kayak to where you can launch from. Luckily, the false albacore tend to feed close to shore. But you have to find a good spot to launch the kayak and get out where you've got a chance to get into them. And unlike the guys in the powerboats, if the fish move down the coast a mile or so, you can't really give chase.
But there must be some advantages to fishing from a kayak over a powerboat.
Yeah, it's easy to focus on the disadvantages, which is, you know, that you're lower to the water, so it's a little tougher to see them and cast into them. You can't give chase. With false albacore, they often call it run-and-gun fishing, and that's when the motorboats take off and fly over to the fish to catch them when they're up on the surface for that short period of time. Now, in a kayak, often you can't give chase. The fish will pop up, you know, maybe a quarter mile away, and all the boats will rush over there, and you'll be left behind. But the advantage there is a lot of times, by the time they get over to those fish, they disappear. And while you're left straggling behind, the fish will pop up right next to you, and you'll have them all to yourself. We tell boaters a lot of times, try and be patient when you're out there false albacore fishing and wait for the fish to come to you. In truth, that's pretty hard to do. It's much more tempting to chase after them. So the advantage in the kayak is you're forced to be patient.
So I imagine it's not easy to mess around with tackle in a kayak. And setup must be important. What kind of lures do you go out with?
When I go out in a kayak for false albacore, I like to have a couple of rods rigged with different lures so that I don't have to retie or switch lures. I can just switch to a different rod and reel to throw something different. For the most part, with false albacore, you're throwing small metal lures because they work well and you can cast them far. And the fish pop up on the surface often. You only have a short amount of time. You can try to catch one while they're up. So you want to be able to cast some distance and get into them.
Describe for us what it's like when an albie hits your lure and you're down low in a kayak.
Yeah, the entire experience in a kayak is pretty great. It's one of my favorite ways to fish. And it's not just the strike, it's seeing the fish at eye level. When they hit a lure, it's often a big explosion, a big splash on top. It's just exciting to see. And then the fight itself, false albacore are strong enough that they will tow your kayak a little bit. They change directions a lot. So typically you'll have one, say, off the left side of your kayak, and all of a sudden it'll run underneath and out to the other side. And, you know, you have to do some quick maneuvering to make sure that it doesn't spin you around or flip you over. So it's fun. It's exciting. It's one of my favorite ways to fish.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.